morning, Ireland. It's 14 minutes past seven, and Israel has continued to strike targets in Lebanon's capital city, Beirut. 46 people have been killed in the last 24 hours, according to the health ministry there. The IDF has been fighting directly with Hezbollah in the south. 8 Israeli soldiers died there. And in those countries and beyond, people nervously await Israel's response to Iran's missile attack on Tuesday night. I've been getting the latest from RTE News Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy, who's in Tel Aviv.
Well, overnight, Anya, Israel bombed central Beirut in what the Israeli military is calling a precise airstrike. There's witness reports there of people hearing a massive blast, and security sources seem to be briefing saying that Israel targeted a building in central Beirut close to the Lebanese parliament, but at least 6 people were killed there and 7 wounded, according to Lebanese health officials. Here in Tel Aviv, then, just in the past short while, Yemen's Houthis, this is the Iran-backed Houthi group, have claimed responsibility for a series of drone attacks overnight. Now, there's no reports of direct injuries from those drone attacks, but the ambulance service here is saying that paramedics were treating a few people who were hurt en route to shelters. But the in terms of the big picture, it's worth noting that this is a major Jewish holiday in Israel. It's called Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the holiest periods in the year. It's akin to a New Year celebration, really, and it involves a reflection on the past year. So much of Israel is shut down and just en route to the West Bank for a series of reports I'm doing, and the roads are absolutely clear and quiet, which is fairly unusual. So I think really we're not expecting a huge amount to emerge from Israel over the next 2 days.
And of course, this reflection on the past year, as we're just days away from the anniversary of October the 7th and that attack by Hamas into Israel that triggered all the events we've seen this past year. And the question now in the region, of course, Edmund, Israel's expected response to Iran's missile attack on Tuesday. There's been a message from the White House, hasn't there, about not going nuclear?
Yes, Sonia. US President Joe Biden seems to have ruled out US support anyway for a targeted strike of Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, there have been calls in Israel for such a strike. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said that Israel had the greatest opportunity in 5 decades to change the face of the Middle East, and saying that Israel should act now to destroy Iran's nuclear program. But really, that would be a absolutely massive escalation and kind of the worst case scenario for the region in terms of escalation. So I think really at this point, even though there is some suggestion emerging from Israeli policy circles that it's being considered, I think it probably just amounts to a threat. And particularly if there is not US support for it, I can't see Israel taking that step.
And of course, we've had 8 IDF soldiers killed in clashes with Hezbollah in the south. How likelihood that we're going to see a full Israeli invasion there and not just cross-border raids?
Well, look, that obviously remains to be seen, Anya. What we do know is yesterday the Israeli military announced that regular infantry and armoured units would be joining its ground operations in Lebanon. So prior to that, they had been talking about localised commando raids. And those soldiers that were killed were all members of an elite commando unit, all in their early 20s. So the addition now of regular troops to the equation has expanded certainly the operations, but Israel is emphasizing that it is still looking at localized and specific operations in Lebanon. But at the moment, we just have to take Israel at its word. We did see yesterday the first ground combat clashes between Hezbollah and Israel since Israel sent troops across its northern border earlier in the week.
And of course, we've seen scenes of appalling violence and suffering in Gaza, now in Lebanon. But is there a feeling there in Israel, Edmund, that at least militarily, they have some advantage at the moment, that they've wiped out the Hezbollah leadership and exposed Iranian weakness?
Yes, I mean, part of the reason that Israel felt so comfortable to send combat troops in, and part of the reason that it felt so comfortable with the Iran situation and the response there, is that over the past number of weeks, it has very decisively taken out Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon that it felt was threatening to it. Before, the fear would be that if Israel was to retaliate against Iran or take a massive step, that Iran, through its proxy group Hezbollah, could send hundreds of rockets in a matter of minutes across its northern border. And that has at least, you know, been taken out of the equation in the sense that Hezbollah has been hamstrung from these series of attacks. And then there's just an unbelievable display of confidence and defiance from Israel, specifically in the wake of taking out the Hezbollah leader and much of the Hezbollah leadership in the past number of weeks.
And of course, emotions will be high there in Israel, won't they, Edmund, in the next couple of days as we approach that October the 7th anniversary, a particularly difficult time for the families of the hostages who still haven't got their loved ones or even their remains back.
Yeah, I mean, there are massive memorial ceremonies and gatherings expected over the next few days. Sunday night, it looks like tens of thousands of people will turn out in Tel Aviv. And at the centre of those proceedings will be the families of hostages. And again, there is still significant distress and upset among those families at the approach of the Israeli government. They feel that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has prioritised the war in Gaza and taking out Hamas over the lives of their loved ones. And I think we're going to see that point made fairly forcefully over the next few days. And there certainly will be lots of reflection on the Israeli government's approach and how it has conducted itself over the past year.
Our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy, there, and we'll have more from Fran McNulty in Lebanon later in the programme. The time now, 21 minutes past 7.